जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतसि श्रीमति शिवांग शलभ चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम महापुराण की जय। समावेत भक्त की जय। निताय गौर प्रेम हरि हरि ओम ग्लोरिस्ट समृद्धि बोली ओम ग्लोरिस्ट समृद्धि बोली ओम ग्लोरिस्ट समृद्धि बोली ग्लोरिस्ट श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो सेकंड चैप्टर नंबर 6 and text number 38. यस्य
यस्य
अवतार
अवतार
कर्माणि
कर्माणि
गायन्ति
गायन्ति
हि
हि
अस्मत् आदयः
अस्मत् आदयः
न यम विदन्ति
विदन्ति
तत्त्वेन
तत्त्वेन
तस्मै
तस्मै
भगवते
भगवते
नमः
नमः
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति ह्यमस्यादयः
गायन्ति
नायं विन्दन्ति तत्त्वेन
नायं विन्दन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै भगवते नमः
तस्मै भगवते नमः
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति हि अस्मत् आदयः
गायन्ति हि अस्मत् आदयः
नायं विन्दन्ति तत्त्वेन
नायं विन्दन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै भगवते नमः
तस्मै भगवते
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति ह्यस्मदादयः
गायन्ति ह्यस्मदादयः
न यं विन्दन्ति तत्त्वेन
यं विन्दन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै भगवते नमः
तस्मै भगवते नमः
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति हि अस्मत् अद्यया
गायन्ति हि अस्मत् आदयः
नायं विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
नायं विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै भगवते नमः
तस्मै भगवते नमः यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति हस्मादयः
गायन्ति हस्मादयः
नयं विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
नयं विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै भगवते नमः
तस्मै भगवते नमः
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति हि अस्मद् आदया
गायन्ति हि अस्मद् आदया
नायं विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
नायं विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै भगवते नमः
तस्मै भगवते नमः
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
यस्यावतार कर्माणि
गायन्ति
अस्मदादयः विदन्ति तत्त्वेन
तस्मै
भगवते नमः
यस्य
यस्य
हूस्
अवतार
अवतार इन्कार्नेशन
इन्कार्नेशन
कर्माणि
कर्माणि
एक्टिविटीज
एक्टिविटीज
गायन्ति
गायन्ति
चैंटिंग ग्लोरिफिकेशन
ही
इंडीड
इंडीड
अस्मात् आदयः
अस्मात् आदयः
पर्सन्स लाइक अस
पर्सन्स लाइक अस
न डू नॉट यम
हुम
विन्दति
विन्दति
विदन्ति
विदन्ति
नो
नो
तत्त्वेन
तत्त्वेन
सेंट परसेंट एज ही इज
सेंट परसेंट एज ही
तस्मै
तस्मै
अंटू
हिम
भगवते
भगवते
अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्णा
अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्णा
नमः
नमः
रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेइसेंस
रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेइसेंस
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnation and activities are chanted by us for glorification, though he can hardly be fully known as he is. It is said that the transcendental name, form, qualities and pastimes, paraphernalia, personality, etc., cannot possibly be perceived by gross materials, materialistic senses. But when the senses are purified by the process of hearing, chanting, remembering and worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord and the deity, etc., the Lord reveals himself proportionately to advancement of the quality of devotional service. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. One should not expect the Lord to be an order supplying agent. So one should not expect the Lord to be an order supplying agent who must be present before us as soon as we desire to see Him. We must be ready to undergo the prescribed devotional duties following the path shown by the predecessors and the disciplic succession from Brahma, Narad and similar authorities. As the senses are progressively purified by bona fide devotional service, the Lord reveals His identity according to the spiritual advancement of the devotee. But one who is not in the line of devotional service can hardly perceive Him simply by calculation and philosophical speculations. Such a hard worker can present a jugglery of words before an audience, but can never know the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the personal feature. The Lord has clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one can know Him only by devotional service. No one can know the Lord by any puffed up material process of challenge, but the humble devotee can please the Lord by his earnest and devotional activities. Thus, the Lord reveals Himself proportionately before the devotee. The Lord Brahma therefore offers His respectful obeisances as the bona fide spiritual master and advises us to follow the process of Shravanam Kirtanam. Simply by this process, or simply by hearing and chanting the glories of the activities of the Lord's incarnation, one can certainly see within himself the identity of the Lord. We have already discussed this subject in volume 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection of this verse. Chachadra dana munayoho jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya sruta grihitaya. This is given in Canto 1, 2nd chapter, 12th verse. The conclusion is that one cannot know the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully by any method, but He can be seen and felt partially by the devotional service process of hearing and chanting. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yasya avatara karmani gayanti yasmadadaya. Yam na yam vindanti tatvena tasmai bhagavate namaha. So this is a big lesson for us, the aspiring devotees. What to speak when Brahma declares Himself is unable to grasp anything, even though they constantly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On one behalf, glorification of the Lord, which is characterized through His holy name, His form, and His gunas and His activities. One should know, but at the same time, it is not enough. Brahma has to indulge so much in the material affairs. So on one behalf, he is carrying out the orders of the Lord and performing that part as pure devotional service. It may be a thankless task, but at the same time, he is also prone to become victimized by the mode of passion, because he is an avatar of mode of passion. And it does so, maybe infrequently, but he did fall down in one millennium, you know. And he is our guru. And he admits that you cannot know as he is fully, even though how much glorification he may offer. He has not. He is humble enough to claim that I am not fully realized. But the degree of realization affords us reciprocation from the Lord in the same degree. Ye yatha mam prapadyante taustate eva bhajamyam. Mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarasva. Manushya means all the living entities. So the idea is that how is it possible to know Krishna? Take His full mercy. We are so small containers, the mercy is plenty. You can't hold it even then. Moreover, our containers are perforated, it slips away. What are the chances that we may be able to know Krishna's glory fully? And that too without hindrances. Then why we are attempting? What does it make us to take a lifelong vow to chant Hare Krishna 16 round plus follow 4 regulative principles, shunning off all the allurement of Maya? Why it? Is there any logical explanation?
Sure, sincerity.
That's not enough.
We don't have a choice. Huh? We don't have a choice either.
That's not enough. In love, there is no compulsion. You know? You did not have a choice, but yet Krishna allowed you to choose to fall down. That is also there. Every living entity is a fallen living entity. So, where would you find the answer? It's not a desperate situation. It's not. Rupa Goswami gives the answer to this dilemma. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. My dear Lord Krishna, I worship you. Manamanasa Madhukara Arpayanija Tavapada Pankaj Makarande. Let my mind be like a honeybee. And honeybee has a capacity to suck little bit from the flowers, you know, the juice, sugary juice. But Madhukara, she concentrates into honey. Let saturation of honey may come by its own accord. But our function should be like the honeybee. Saragrahi only accept that. So, it says, look at this. What is this poor Brahma? Then, vidhi means Brahma. then even Brahma cannot perceive with so easiness the effulgent rays that emanating from the toenail of Lord Krishna. He cannot perceive. It is difficult. Then what to speak of me? Brahma is unable to realize the little effulgence that is coming out from the toenail of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. If he is unable to perceive that, then what to speak of me? He is our first and foremost. Do I have any hope? He says, no. That's what Brahma says, no hope. But yet, why did you put that craving in me? Why did you put, my dear Lord, why did you put the craving to obtain you in me? There must be some reason. To achieve Krishna consciousness is a very happy solution. And Krishna has put in everybody's heart that inclination. So, this is the reasoning. And then, now Krishna answer. Why did you put that craving in me? And Krishna becomes speechless. And he wants to see the fun. He wants to see the fun. So, Rupa Goswami said, okay. Hey, Sanatan, even the demigods want to take shelter at your lotus feet. I know, you are a pure devotee. Let me grab hold of your lotus feet. So, the same truth which is conveyed in parampara from Krishna to Brahma to will be obtained. I don't have to aspire too much like the pie in the sky or bring up all the stars from the heavens. No. It's right here available. So, let me take shelter at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Sanatana Goswami. You are not my brother. You are my spiritual master. Because after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Sanatana was the head of all the six Goswamis. So Rupa Goswami gives the answer. The mercy has to come. It is available. Therefore, we have to accept that process. It's not that, I can love Krishna without anybody's help. He's sitting in my heart. What do you know? They are gamblers. But every possibility will be opened up when we follow this process. The process of disciplic succession is utmost important. Brahma admits here. His admittance would be at such an extent, when he realizes further, this is simply the beginning of Purusha-Sukta glorifying, that the Virat Purusha is being formed for material creation and Brahma is in awe and reverence prayed because he asked the Lord Hiranyagarbha, the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, that he can borrow his energy to carry on his function of the creation further. That is the Visarga. And the Lord was very happy. But on his own, Brahma, he says, I am a nobody. But the realization will tell him, my dear Lord, it is you who expanded as me, Brahma. It is you who expanded as Lord Shiva. So, Again, that would be a question. Do we have a separate existence? I said, yes. We became separate by our own selfish desire. So Krishna granted that separation. Now, how can you become one? Do you want to merge in Him? Become oblivion? No. Then where is the question of relationship? It was not there before. So one cannot, take a wrong methodology of getting oneself dissolved in unification. That's called Nirguna Tattvavadi. But here it is said that the Tattvavidam, the absolute truth, has to be known in all three aspects. And it is easily available to the devotees without going in a separate exercise to get the first two, that is impersonal as well as localized. A devotee will realize, and the methods of the worship will put you on the threshold of realizing Paramatma. But are we advancing towards that? That's up to us. Knowledge about the absolute truth in the impersonal way, we acknowledge. We are not shunning it off, but we are not advised to sit in it. Otherwise, we will not be related with each other also. The built-in nature in human being is, and all the animals, and all the jivas is social. They are interdependent upon each other. So therefore, they are connected with one or more activities of the life. Maybe necessary of food, protection or anything. So relationships are there. But these relationships are simply based on the original relationship of Lord Krishna, who is giving everything. Food, shelter, and even protection. So we are social, but we choose what kind of society we need. The one that is going away from Krishna, or one which is taking us back. So thinking in this way, the pattern of Brahma, when Brahma is realizing that even though I have a separate existence, but it is the Lord's expansion, I am not independent. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I have been expanded from Krishna. But because I have a separate desire, my individuality is also separate. It is conflicting Lord Krishna's desire, isn't it? So we were escaping all this time, but now, how much can you escape from Krishna? Krishna put the proclivity in each and every living entity to go back to Him. Right? You can't think that you will ever manage to become oblivious when you merge in Brahma Jyoti. No. So, the intensity of Lord Krishna, either in proximity or shelter or protection, in all these three aspects is supplied by bhakti. Bhakti Parishanubhava Virakti Anistrati Ekakala. simultaneously experience of the pure devotional activities, that is bhakti in eternity, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, that is Paresh, and his experience, as well as the third thing, virakti, means our false relationship, it will be ceased. You know, we see God brothers, means brotherhood in God. We are all related as brothers in service of Krishna. Like that. So, bhakti parishanu bhava virakti anyastri tritri eka kala prapadyamanasya kshuta apta tushti pushti chanudhasam. Just like a hungry man, his hunger is satisfied with each and every morsel of food. But not only that, he will get nourishment, pushti, and tushti, santosh, satisfaction. All three are simultaneously experienced. So, by getting into the perfect process of devotional activities, which are meant to please Lord Krishna, will give us establishment in our eternal activity that we were doing before. You know, it gives us a chance. But again, in the terms of degree, how much are we doing? And Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So, the conclusion is that one cannot know the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully by any method, but he can be seen and felt partially by devotional service process of hearing and chanting. A tiny soul, and the Supreme Whole. A tiny soul has to know Lord Krishna, how much? Like the Supreme Whole? No. Understand partially but qualitatively. That's good enough for your satisfaction. You are tiny. If you think that you will understand fully, which is impossible, then chances are there that you will become Krishna. You think you are Krishna. Mayavad. Oh, I know Krishna wholly. But it is said in Shastra, even sometimes Krishna does not know what he is going to do next. You know? Even though he is fully capable to do anything, everything, but he doesn't know his glories himself. He has to depend upon Balaram and Radharan. He doesn't know. Oh, what kind of God is that? But it means he knows everything, yet the limits of his knowledge cannot be estimated. How can a limited estimate the limits of unlimited? That is the logical conclusion. So, let's remain within the limits, but never there any chance to get disappointed, because it is extremely difficult to know Krishna fully. Sometimes we say, yes, by devotional service you will know Krishna fully. That is exactly correct. But, again, is there any limit? First, you are limited and yet you have desired to know unlimited things. That is quality, qualitatively, not quantitative. So, So if qualities are fully invested, then what is the difference? The qualitativeness is the same. Quantitative difference is there. And that could be understood by incorporation simultaneously of these two factors in Achintya-bheda-bheda-tattva. Inconceivable, simultaneously, oneness and difference has to be taken into account. How is it possible to understand? So, Prabhupada said, this philosophy of Achintya-bheda-bheda-tattva and propagated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unparalleled. It is the conclusion of all the theistic philosophy. And you will get perfect answer. You'll get perfect answer. So this is an important lesson that Lord Brahma is telling all the demigods, when the Purusha Sukta is confirmed. All the verses of the Purusha Sukta are displayed by the Lord when the Virat form has been presented before Lord Brahma could start his fire sacrifice. He didn't have anything, no samidham, no ingredients to offer in the fire sacrifice. But all the innate nature of the ingredients were there. And they were personalities. So he has to engage as a sacrifice all of them. Agni was there, So it's a beautiful explanation when the Virat form is being formed and Brahma is realizing that. It is amazing that yet no living entities has been given embodiment. Brahma is just beginning to ask the potency that he can borrow from the Lord and use it in service of the Lord for the function of all the living rebellious entities again to come into existence when the day of Brahma begins. When the day of Brahma begins. So he has to give 8.4 million species or varieties of bodies. By the combination and permutation of the material ingredients with their material modes and so many things he is creating. But the impetus of that body came from the formation of this Virata Rupa, the gigantic form, which is made up of both material ingredients, 24 elements, plus the Jiva Tattva embedded in. So, there are beautiful explanations coming. So, in the beginning, the mouth of Virata form appeared, and immediately Agni took his position in the mouth. Similarly, two nostrils of the nose of Virata Rupa formed, and it said Ashwini Kumars took the position. They are not yet formed. Yet, but yes, that subtle functionality is now appearing. First, the function is important. So the form of the body, when we understand that it is simply material, that's not good enough. But who is controlling, who is managing? The empowered personalities are there, expanded in each and every one of our body. Not only in the cow's body. In the cow's body, all the demigods are residing undisturbed and performing the functional aspect of the cow's body. But in human body, they are all being abused. The devatas are being abused. In the eyes, Surya, Chandra are taking their place. In the stomach, the fire, another type of Agni personality takes place. Krishna calls himself his Vaishvanara as the digestive fire. His name is. Because he is his expansion as a living entity, he generates the functionality. So, in this way, the Virat form is not at all a separate form of Krishna, Krishna's expansion, but the way it has to be manifested materially with all 24 elements, which are the 24 elements? Because they were created by him in the beginning, right? First, from Pradhan Prakriti, which was inert, Mahavishnu's glass produced three modes of material nature called Mahatattva, which is filled with more of goodness, passion and ignorance. Then, further combination started making the effect of expansions like the five senses, Gyanendriyas, five working senses, the Karmendriyas, and five subjects of the senses, Gandha, Sparsha, Rasa. So, 15 are there. Over above the eight, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. 23 are there. Plus one, the jiva enters into it. Aparemitasvanyam prakriti viddhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat. So, besides this 24 elements, the 24th is the jiva element. The entry of jiva will make the jagat. Jagat means universe. The body is also a universe. Microcosm and macrocosm, they are of the same configuration. If you examine a simple cell, minutely, electron microscope, X-ray diffraction, that will reveal nothing but complexities of this material world. So from microcosm to macrocosm, the whole material manifestation, it is the creation. So we see the Virata form is the representation. That the prior arrangement, who goes where, all the demigods, 33 crores of devatas, they are taking places. And they are residing in our body too. But when you start respecting the body and not abusing it, then you will realize. Not otherwise. Otherwise it will become being criticized by ununderstanding minds. So, Purusha Shukta are the glorification of Lord Brahma to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is being confirmed because of the formation of the Virat Purusha. Now, okay, I'm here. Brahma, start your activity. So Brahma said, I have to sacrifice. So he has to prepare the fire sacrifice and ingredients of offering. Where does he get from? So Virat Purusha, here I am. The formation of this body is meant for sacrificing. You can use these ingredients. And Brahma used the form of Virata to be put back into fire. Means sacrifice. Krishna's energies are supposed to be used in Krishna's service. This is a process of fire sacrifice involves yajna. In yajna, yajnesh, Vishnu is the center. This is your creation, my dear Lord, I am offering to you. I have nothing to do. Because I am insignificant. It is you who has expanded in me, but because I had a desire to become separate from you, here I am. But actually it is you who has expanded as me. It is you who has expanded as Shiva. This is the admittance of Brahma. So we will never have an iota of ever a separate thinking from Krishna. Only if we have not realized, then we will keep on thinking separately. Not otherwise. But this is exactly, bringing us to the point. So, as far as the spirit part and parcel, who do I depend? Except the lotus feet of my guru. And that these are the cardinal principles of spiritual life. And the functionality of guru is minimized today. Then the whole purpose is crumbling down. Prabhupada says the entire jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness depends upon the relationship of guru and Krishna. This is the point. So, in any way, if we have to go along with the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Sukadeva Goswami. Just begin. This is the beginning of the spiritual lesson in second canto. And if the beginning is declaring what is your project, it is too heavy. We'll be able to achieve, but don't get desperate. Don't get disappointed either. Krishna is reciprocating. Not in subtle way, but directly. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Prapadyante means to take shelter. In the degree of our surrendering to Lord Krishna, Krishna's bhakti, Krishna says, bhajamyaham. I will worship that devotee. Means, the worship is a relative. I want to reciprocate to that relationship manifested in bhakti. Krishna worships that relationship, the sambandha. Bhajamya, you surrender and he worships accordingly. Is it talking something reverse? We are supposed to do bhajamyaham. But do you want Krishna to surrender to you? No. But your devotional service like gopis will make him defeated and surrender to his devotees. That will be very meaningful. That Krishna will never, never leave his devotees. He is very attached to his devotees. And the devotees are not that much attached to him. So we have to increase our attachment to Krishna. There is a unified situation he is declaring. Otherwise, why he is using the word bhajamyaham? Krishna said, I worship, if you say. But then, Prabhupada writes, no, he reciprocates. That is, understandable way. You know, Bhajamyam means reciprocates. In the degree of our surrender, he reciprocates accordingly. This is the path choked out throughout all the living entities. And especially the human beings. So it is cited, Manushya Sarvasa. Manushya. So, ye yatha mam prapadyante, tans tathaiva bhajamyaham. That is Krishna says. In the degree of our surrender, he worships us accordingly. If it is a blunt translation. But now, what does it mean? Bhakti is two-sided. It cannot be one-sided. And bhakti is the reality of eternal relationship and its activities with love. A so complete process. It is a narrow path because each and every part and parcel individual has individual relationship with Krishna. So we need to understand on this matter very, very clearly. This verse is of utmost importance. Because we are coming in the line of Brahmaji, and he paves the way of understanding. Even though we cannot understand, yet because he has put the inclination for our attraction towards him, then we do not put the onus on him only. But we are on the right path because he has put that inclination in me to know him, to be attracted towards him. So we must do something about it. Not blame, him. Not totally throw ourselves. Otherwise we can't tolerate him. We have his representative amongst us, and who can give us direct accessibility to Lord Krishna. That is the power of the representative of Lord Krishna. That Srila Prabhupada gave us. So, I'll stop here. Anybody has any question?
You speak as we become more attached and surrender. It's very difficult because what the revelation is that somewhere, maybe not in the core, deep in the heart, you don't want to.
Simply by chanting, you will bring it up. The seed of devotion is deep in, embedded in everyone, living entity's heart. But the spiritual master is skillful to bring that up. By the process of watering that seed so it can sprout. Because every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. So the seed of love of Godhead is there. But it requires spiritual master. That is the nature of spiritual master. He is so confident that this transcendental fact is without caste, creed, nationality or anything, and it is beyond. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, realized and applied for the benefit. He gave himself to the devotees, made them qualified instantly. He did not fear hippies. Otherwise, how could in San Francisco, the neighborhood of that, what is that, singing group, the dead, what they call?
Zombies.
Huh?
Zombies?
No, no, but they were rock stars, groups called, Dead something. The Grateful Dead. And they were ferocious. The next door bar was a heavy duty bar. Prabhupada was fearless. The devotees became fearless. In the innocence, the fearlessness works wonders. So that's an amazing, attraction of Krishna consciousness. If you have to open up a storefront, you need to see the surrounding and this and that, right? And Prabhupada didn't have to do anything like that, because it fully depended on Krishna. While, unless and until we are not fully dependent on Krishna, you know, we'll sell the building, we'll, under the pretense, oh, Krishna does not like this place, he's not happy here, that's why he's telling us to sell the property, just like they are doing in New York. And Prabhupada says, no, no, and yet they are doing it. Do you think that is an art of surrender, of devotional service, or abuse of power? That's it. It's very pathetic. That's why Krishna makes someone instrument for self-pruning process, thinking that we will grow. But no. It is never recommended like that. You can't sell the property of Krishna. You are supposed to preserve and make use of it for propagating Krishna consciousness. When that process fails, then you will think of selling and go somewhere else. So we have to be very careful.
Guru Maharaj, you asked this question earlier, that why, when we are so limited and Krishna is so unlimited, still why Krishna has given us this craving for understanding Him. And towards the end you mentioned that so that the onus is on us. So is that the only answer, that
no,
has to give us the onus?
Yes, but from that we don't get stuck. Because Krishna consciousness has to be carried as a responsibility under the same lineage. The lineage means the Guru Shishya Parampara has to continue. So Rupa Goswami got the answer. He didn't stop at the simply as the cause. Even though Krishna is far-fetched, you know, to be obtained. He is so much far away. But yet the impetus is there, given by Him. So, you have to come back to your ground state level in Krishna consciousness. that is a pie in the sky, become practical. The same absolute truth is being conveyed by the unbroken chain of disciplic succession. So take shelter. The impetus is there, but you can't jump up. Always remain in shelter of the spiritual master. Okay? Thank you very much. Guru Shri Shri Prabhupada.
Yeah. Yeah.